first albatross on my neck was that I worked for the Sun, and I was accused of being a racist, or that I worked for a racist newspaper. And in some of those arguments, I couldn't argue that. I mean, we had guys that, you know, we had columnists that were writing about sterilization, you know, of so-called mentally handicapped people, and I had no power over that. All I had power on was the story I was writing. Yet they were the banner wavers for the Sun, and I think, you know, I haven't got a chance out here. Often we would yell at editors, or at least tell them, like, look, what are you writing in your editorial? Because we have to go out in the streets and talk to people, and you're writing this shit. So conservative that people see it as racism or prejudice. And the message took a while to get through, but finally did. And Lori Goldstein was, when he was city editor, he put down a rule that said we couldn't call Jane Street to Finch Avenue the Jane Finch Corridor anymore. We'd have to name it just like, you know, Jane Street and Finch Avenue area. And we were the first paper to do that. And the Race Relations Committee noticed that. And for 2 or 3 years running, we had the best report from the Race Relations Committee over the Star and the Globe and Mail. Real proud of that. But it didn't stick, you know, to our reputation out on the street. So that was one albatross around my neck. And the other was I wasn't part of the community that I was going into, right? I was an outsider. They may treat me with respect. They might give me some quotes and stuff. But I was an outsider. The third thing was that people were scared. They know the hierarchy. They know what's going on. They know that they're being watched, talking to the media or to the police. And I remember I had a man in his 40s say, I can't talk to you because you're watching me. This was in Jamestown after a murder. Yeah, he looked down the street and he saw some young kids that were looking at us. So he couldn't talk to me because he was afraid.